This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A ship towing a barge loaded with food arrived off Gaza on Friday, witnesses said, as a test run for a new aid route by sea from Cyprus into the devastated Palestinian enclave where famine looms after 5 months of Israel's military campaign. The ship, arranged by the World Central Kitchen Charity, is carrying nearly 200 tons of aid to be delivered via a jetty being prepared in Gaza, with a second ship expected to sail soon. There are few details on how the aid delivery and distribution will work once it's ready to unload in Gaza, with UN relief agencies having described huge obstacles to getting relief supplies to those in need. The Palestinian Health Ministry accused Israel forces of launching an attack near an aid distribution point in war-wrecked northern Gaza, killing 20 and wounding 155 others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says the report's false, adding it was assessing the violence that occurred late on Thursday. With the thoroughness that it deserves, the international community has been pushing for more aid to enter Gaza, frustrated with the growing humanitarian crisis and with Israel's restrictions that have prevented more aid getting in by land. Australia announced early on Friday it would resume funding to the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestinians and pledged additional money to UNICEF to provide urgent services in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli forces inspected Palestinian worshippers coming from the West Bank cities to pray in Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem at Israeli checkpoints on Friday. Worshippers hope to cross the checkpoints to attend Ramadan's first Friday prayers at the mosque, regarded by Muslims as its third holiest site. This is VOA News. Australia said Friday it will resume funding to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which is providing humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza. Australia joined several Western nations in January in suspending funding to UNRWA after Israeli intelligence suggested a dozen of its workers had been linked to the October 7th attack by Hamas militants. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Speaking to reporters Friday in Adelaide, Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said she was confident UNRWA was not a terrorist organisation. She added that the United Nations Aid Agency for Palestinians was critical to providing help to people in Gaza who are on the brink of starving. Earlier this month, Canada and the European Union announced they would also resume funding to UNRWA. The United States, the agency's largest donor, continues to freeze payments. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck a ship in the Red Sea, causing damage to the vessel. The attack Friday comes as part of the rebels' campaign against shipping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas and the Gaza Strip. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said the ship reported being struck by a missile. It said the ship sustained damage but was continuing on its way, suggesting it wasn't severe. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Attackers stormed a hotel near the president's office in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Thursday. That's according to residents who reported hearing two explosions followed by gunfire. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility and said they had besieged the Sil Hotel, a popular gathering place for politicians. On Friday morning, Somali security officers could be seen taking positions on the hotel's roof. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for an attack on the same hotel in 2019. The group has, for years, been trying to overthrow Somalia's government and establish its own rule based on a strict interpretation of Sharia law.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Caribbean officials say a plan to create a transitional presidential council is moving forward after a majority of Haitian parties and coalitions submitted the names of those charged with finding new leaders for the country. Officials said Thursday the names were provided to a regional trade bloc known as CARICOM that is helping lead the transition. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.